Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That was sweet. See, all of 2020 doesn't deserve to be forgotten. I'm such a spaz. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's about this time of the year that I start to miss football. So I'm okay with my Sundays not being dominated by 9 hours of NFL. I'm okay with that. Actually, it's usually closer to 10, 11 by the time we take notes. And then, of course, the show. So I'm okay with the break from watching all the games every single day. And it was every single day this year. It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I do miss the games. I miss the drama. I miss the fact that it's compelling and that there's always something going on that demands our attention. So it's a shift now, and we'll get back to that. A couple of weeks, we've got March Madness. We've got the NFL league year. There's sure to be more surprising trades and deals that the football will offer to us. And we're not that far away from the start of baseball season, from the Masters. Of course, we're also in the space where we're going to see the push in the NBA and the NHL, as I've mentioned. There's a lot happening. So it's not boring by any stretch of the imagination. I can't remember the last time I was bored. I'll just be honest. But I do miss the NFL because it's a different type.
It's time to have some fun.
Yeah. It's a different type of entertainment. It's a different level of engagement with fans when the NFL is taking place. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Gonna thank you.
No, thank you, sir. You did a great job this year, by the way. So I'm going to tell you this funny story it's not my story, but it's someone else's story that was sent to me in a tweet, and I thought it was cool, so I'm sharing it. Susan, who listens from the Washington, D.C. area, she's a Nationals fan, apparently. She sent me a tweet on Wednesday. I'm listening to the Nats-Marlins game today, and as the announcers come back on for the top of the third, they play American Woman. I'm assuming the Lenny Kravitz version, the one that we use to start the show every single night here on CBS Sports Radio. Susan's tweet continues. I go, oh, Amy's joining them. Yay. Of course you weren't, she says, but honestly, I reacted just like Pavlov's dog. Ha ha. And so I appreciate that. Now, I don't know. Here's the funny part, producer Dave. On last night's show, I actually used Pavlov's dog to make a point and about how I had trained listeners. I don't remember exactly what we were talking about at the time. I don't know if you do. And then I felt bad that we were excluding felines. So I said Pavlov's dog or Pavlov's cat. I mean, why does it have to be a dog? I do love dogs. I don't remember. Do you remember what we were talking about at the time when I was saying that we had listeners trained?
I don't. I think it had something to do with calling in, though. I can't remember exactly what you said.
Yeah, Dave doesn't listen to the show, so it's fine. I can't really ask him those kinds of things.
It'd be physically impossible for me not to be listening.
Oh, well, trust me. I've had producers who are really good at tuning me out. I'm not saying you're one of those. Anyway, Susan, I love this. Yes, American Woman is our song. It's my song, and I feel like that is the best tribute you could possibly give me. Well, maybe not the best. I mean, listening to the show is great, but clearly you were. I'm just going to assume that your reference to Pavlov's dog is because my reference to Pavlov's dog was just about 24 hours ago. So that's cool. I hope every time you guys hear the first few notes, in fact, name that tune, if they played the first riff from American Woman, you should be able to easily picture my face and hear my voice about to yell at you, because that's how it happens. Of course, not every tweet that we get is on cue and is locked in. I just saw this one from Mike. Are you ready, Producer Dave?
Ready.
This is classic. No Amy Lawrence on yesterday. What happened? No Hump Day show. Did I miss something? Was I not here? Were you not here? Were we
Pretty
not here?
Sure that happened.
Wasn't the podcast posted?
Yes.
Hump show per the normal, per the usual?
All of the above, yes.
I mean, it really sucks if I wasn't here and yet I still had to be here. Because if I'm not here, I'd rather not be here. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Yeah. I have no idea where he's listening or not listening from because he didn't offer any other information. Just wanted to know what happened and why we weren't hosting last night's show. Huh. Bet that's news to Lawrence Holmes. Certainly news to Tom Brady because we had his appearance on the late show with James Corden, and we were teasing him about his trophy toss that could have resulted in a major disaster. He actually was talking about his wife on that show too. And when we got in tonight to start getting ready for the show, our final preparations, I guess. We saw that there was another exchange between him and James that had been cut up that had to do with Giselle. So can you bring back, for the people who didn't hear it on the Late Late Show on CBS the night before, so this would have been Tuesday night. This was James freaking out over the trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy that was tossed by Tom Brady from one boat to the other during the parade.
I mean, I know the outcome and my heart's still in my mouth when I see it. Was there any bit of you thinking, what do I do if this goes in the water?
Okay, first of all, I was not thinking at that moment. There was not a thought. It was, this seems like really fun to do. And not to mention, when you get your hands on one of those trophies, there are a lot of really sharp edges on the bottom, you know, yeah, where the stand is. Obviously, the ball is what it is, but... And then I found out later that had that been an incomplete pass, that would have went down like 80 feet.
Oh, you're never seeing it again.
So
you even
I'm
hear,
so happy to Cam.
Whose voice is it that you hear say, no? Can you indeed? There's somebody shouts, no, don't do it.
That's my little 8-year-old daughter. The daddy,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
And who could imagine that an 8-year-old girl would have the most sense of anybody in that whole area at the time? Like, you know, she's the voice of reason. I mean, go figure.
It was
really cute.
Yeah, he was fun. Brady was fun. He also was wearing an outfit that matched the room that he was sitting in at his home. That's not lost on me. The decor in the room where he was sitting for the Zoom call was black and white, and he was wearing black, of course. James Corden goes on to ask him whether or not it was sea legs or avocado tequila that it prevented him from walking upright and steadily when he got off the boat, and he kind of joked about it, the fact that it was both. But there was another story that was told with James Corden, the Late Late Show on CBS, that had to do with getting together with his family and talking to his wife immediately after the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl.
All of a sudden the game ends and you realize, okay, the season's over. We won the Super Bowl. They're dropping confetti. And this year was obviously different with, you know, a lot of the protocols. But anyway, we were looking for my family. And I said, where's my family? Where's my family? And all of a sudden I see my oldest son run over to me. Dad, you know, and I gave him a big hug. I saw my, you know, my two little ones. And all of a sudden I saw my wife. And I gave her a big hug. And just as I did it, she says, what more do you have to prove?
And what did you say in that moment? What did you say?
I just gave her a big hug. I was trying to figure out a way to change the subject really quick. Right. So I think I moved on to something else pretty quickly.
I'm telling you, the man's not retiring till after he's 50. Just book it right now.
I plead the fifth.
First of all, he doesn't suck. And that's the baseline that he has said over and over. I heard him say it this season. I'm not retiring, or he said, I will retire when I suck. Well, we're not there yet, Avi. And so he's not retiring because of skill, any type of diminished skill anytime soon. He certainly has a new lease on life when it comes to football, rejuvenated by the Bruce Arians system and the great weapons he's got there in Tampa. And even if that doesn't include, say, Chris Godwin, and we don't know if every piece will be back with the Buccaneers, but we do know that they're going to get O.J. Howard back, right? They should after injury.
I don't know everything.
You don't have to know everything. We know that Tom Brady is a magnet for free agents that will take less money, maybe even a veteran minimum, to play with him because they recognize that not only is he a magnet for great players who are looking to win a ring, but he's also a magnet for Super Bowls. And so think about the number of Buccaneers who never played in a Super Bowl before that finally got that experience as they went back to the big game in their own stadium for the first time since 2002. And so he's not retiring because of skill. He's certainly enthused and energized by this new challenge in Tampa. Obviously, he's a Super Bowl champion. Why would he retire? Despite the fact that his wife wants to know what else he has to prove. And I love that she says that right after the Super Bowl win, just to kind of keep the main thing, bring him down to earth a little bit. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. We're glad to have you with us here on this edition of the show. Now, still to come this hour, Mike Mayock wants you to know why Derek Carr is still one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And in addition to that, Joe Douglas answers your questions about Sam Darnold. So I can't promise you there's a lot of information, but a lot of GMs were talking about their quarterbacks, talking about their free agent plans, talking about what happens as we count down the days to the new NFL league year. So we'll get to a little more of the football, but I thought it was funny, the Tom Brady and kind of being revealing about whether or not his wife was, hey, hon, great job, way to go, you're the best, you're the GOAT. I can't imagine she ever calls him that, but instead it was something entirely different, so that was fun. And just to pile on that, Shaq Thompson, who's in the same division, of course, with the Carolina Panthers. He was on the Lefko show on, I guess it was on Wednesday. I'm not exactly sure. But he was asked about Drew Brees. All right, so let's think about this. In the NFC South, we do not yet have an announcement from Drew Brees. Though, if you look at his hair, some people, I don't know if you want to find a picture of Drew Brees, if you can find one, more recent, producer Dave. But the speculation now is that he's either getting hair plugs or he's getting treatment because he's got more hair than he had during the season not that long ago. Maybe once he takes the helmet off, it just magically grows back like a chia pet. I don't know. But the speculation is that because he's got extra hair now, because he's adding hair to the top of his head, that he's preparing for his TV gig.
No touching of the hair or face.
I'm sorry. Maybe he just wants to have hair on the top of his head. Maybe his wife likes it when he's got a little more hair. Maybe he wants to play football with more hair. I mean, the speculation's out of control. Anyway, we've heard nothing from him. And the longer it goes on, the more it makes me wonder, because why would he wait? There's absolutely no benefit to him waiting unless the team already knows. Unless they're keeping the secret for him, right? So if the team already knows that he's planning to retire, well, then they can go ahead and they can start to work on re-signing Jameis Winston, because according to Sean Payton, that would be their number one goal. You would think they'd want to do that anyway, and the fact that Drew Brees has restructured his deal, so whether he plays or doesn't play, well, they're only paying him $1 million. And so There's that element. They could already go ahead and start to look at some of their other deals in light of his restructured contract. But he hasn't made an announcement. So unless the Saints already know and they're keeping the secret for him, but honestly, if they're starting to negotiate with players, didn't they just release Jared Cook too? I think I saw that actually, the Saints releasing Jared Cook. Even if they're starting to negotiate and they're kind of working on the quarterback room, you would think it would get out. So anyway, back to Shaq Thompson. So it's interesting to hear what Shaq has to say, because he's operating under the assumption that Drew Brees is not returning and actually wants to get both of the old dogs, the future Hall of Famers, out of the NFC South.
I actually love facing Drew Brees. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll probably miss him because he was the spark of that team. You know what I mean? It's like playing the Saints. I'm like, man, we get to play against Drew, AK, and guys like that. But I'm happy he's gone. I'm not going to lie to you. Because that dude will slice you up real quick. You know what I mean? He knows what you're going to do. He knows where you're going to be. He knows what you're going to be in. He knows the timing of when he needs to let that ball go, the placement where that ball needs to go.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that's getting out of this division. Now we just need Tom to get up out of here. And low-key Matt Ryan, too.
That's funny, actually. So maybe he knows something we don't know, because he says, this is the linebacker, Shaq Thompson, for the Panthers. He says, I'm glad he's gone. And we need Tom to get up out of here, and Matt Ryan, too. All right, so keep that in mind, what Shaq Thompson said on the Left Coast show. And then we go back, if you wouldn't mind, Producer Dave, to the pitch made by the mayor of New Orleans to Russell Wilson. Now, to me, this is a long shot. It's really irrelevant whether or not the mayor of New Orleans wants Russell Wilson, because the Seahawks are not trading him for anything shy of 3 first-round picks and maybe 4. And even then, I don't know if they will, because what other option do they have? But you couple what Shaq Thompson says about Drew Brees being out, and you add that to the mayor's comments in trying to recruit Russell Wilson, and I'm wondering what's going on here.
I've heard the rumors now. And I want to make sure that you understand that the city of New Orleans is a place for you and your beautiful family. I'm LaToya Cantrell, mayor of the city of New Orleans. And I know, Mr. Wilson, that you will be a great addition to the New Orleans Saints. And more importantly, I can see us in that number, winning that Super Bowl championship once again. And what else I can see? The Mrs. Ciara Wilson herself on that main stage during the historical Essence Festival. Just wanted to stop in to let you know that we not only admire you, we want you. Love you, man.
What? So, again, maybe there is, in fact, an announcement from Drew Brees that's coming, but the team already knows. And in fact, the mayor knows too. And Shaq Thompson apparently isn't on the secret as well, but just not the rest of us. And it's got to be because of the hair. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Okay, so I'm getting a few of your tweets now from Atlanta. Mike wrote back and wanted to know why we weren't on in Atlanta last night. Here's the dealio, yo. I have no idea. I don't have anything to do with local affiliates. So when the show is not on in its normal time slot, you need to call your local affiliate, because I can't manage every local radio station around the country. I only know that I was here and we did the show. And if it wasn't carried on your local affiliate, well, then you'd have to take it up with them. But you can always go back and listen to every single one of our shows. They're podcasted minutes after we get off the air every weekday morning. So if you missed the Hump Show and you want to go back and listen to it, we did have fun, of course. You can check it out on CBSSportsRadio.com. Or if you're already on social media, it's easy to find. You've got either the Twitter or the Facebook page where we post the link every single day, multiple times, so that the podcast is at your fingertips on social media. So Atlanta, you'd have to take that up with our affiliate 92.9, The Game. I'm assuming we are on tonight. Otherwise, I'd be hearing about it tonight. But yeah, sounds like it was just a mistake on their end. Or maybe it was on purpose and it was sabotage.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Second down and 5 now. Here is Carr, takes the snap, back in the middle, fires middle, end zone, touchdown, touchdown, Pater, Nelson Aguilar, baby, first drive of the game, and they attack the middle of the Buccaneer defense deep. What a throw by Derek Carr.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The fact that that pass was thrown to Nelson Agholor, you hear it with, oh my gosh, well, I forgot his name. What's his name?
Brent Musburger.
Brent Musburger, thank you. That's awful. I mean, we all know what his voice sounds like, but I forgot his name. I almost said Marv Albert. I have no idea why. Both old white dudes have been around for a really long time doing games. No, I'm just teasing. They're nothing alike. So Brent Musburger on the Vegas Radio Network. But the fact that he throws it to Nelson Agholor reminds me of my flopped and failed joke earlier this football season when I was teasing about who the Eagles, whether it be Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts, had to throw to. And I mentioned Nelson Agholor. And yeah, it didn't go over well. My point was, he's probably still the best option, even though he's no longer on the team. Oh, so you know, you win some, you lose some. You throw a piece of spaghetti at the wall and you hope that it sticks, and sometimes it doesn't. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Interesting debate that I heard recently among some sports fans about the division in football that has the best stable of starting quarterbacks. And the debate, it's certainly one where it's all opinion, and we're not going to ever come to a consensus, nor do I think that we need to. It's not necessary. But as I was listening to the debate, one of the divisions that was mentioned was the NFC West. Now, in the NFC West, you have Kyler Murray. Now you have Matthew Stafford. Jimmy Garoppolo, who the Niners say they want to be their starting quarterback, and Russell Wilson, who will remain in Seattle, I have no doubt. So that was, I think, the consensus in the debate that I was listening to, is that the NFC West has the best collective group of starting quarterbacks. In the AFC West, Justin Herbert, who will be going into his second year with the Chargers, Patrick Mahomes, who's already an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP, yeah, Drew Locke, and we know the Broncos are looking to upgrade. And for the Las Vegas Raiders, Derek Carr is coming off a really impressive season. 4,100 yards, 27 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I know the Raiders flopped yet again, but it was not on the offense. It reminded me a little bit of the Atlanta Falcons situation. Matt Ryan and his offense are doing what they can. He's putting up big numbers, as did Derek Carr. In some cases, a lot of points, and yet the defense couldn't hold a cup of water to prevent other teams from coming back against them. So Mike Mayock, the general manager of the Raiders, of course, works hand-in-hand with John Gruden. He was out there touting his quarterback as one of the best in the NFL on Wednesday.
I think Derek Carr had his best year yet under John Gruden. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and we couldn't be happier with him. And I tell you every year, I mean, we evaluate every position every year. I have no idea who might call me or who might not call me. So you have to do the evaluations both on your own players and every other player in the league. And you got to stack your boards and understand what league value is all around the league. And we do that. But if you're asking me about Derek, I mean, I think John and I would both stand shoulder to shoulder and pound the table for Derek Carr.
Mike Mayock, general manager of the Vegas Raiders. Again, big season for Derek Carr, but they missed the playoffs again. And he says he's willing to listen to phone calls, as are most teams in the NFL, just not the Houston Texans. And the report out there that I've heard in multiple places is Marcus Mariota is likely on the move, but not Derek Carr from Vegas. Remember, they haven't even had fans in their new stadium, so this will be cool, assuming this fall that there will be stands that are full, stands that are at limited capacity, but you would expect that finally Allegiant Stadium would be able to welcome some Raiders faithful. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. To kind of continue that whole best division of quarterbacks theme, we just talked about the NFC South and Matt Ryan and Tom Brady, who we know is deserving of consideration of, you know, a guy who is going to play until he's 50, but also still among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And then Carolina still considering its situation. They've obviously inquired about Deshaun Watson as much as the Texans will listen. They've looked at some of the other options, the Matthew Stafford option, Carson Wentz kind of, not really, didn't make an offer. But they have at least been looking around. We know, though, that David Tepper wants to upgrade that position. So, yes, Carolina Panthers, Teddy Bridgewater, it's a fluid situation. And then you have the New Orleans Saints. Now, if Drew Brees returns, I don't know. I think you could say the South. They may be older. They may be elder statesmen, but still a division of quarterbacks that have a ton of experience and have logged a ton of time and are still pretty damn good. But most people still think that Drew Brees is planning to retire. If you have not seen his full head of hair, now I'm not a guy, so I'm not qualified really to talk about this. I have a full head of hair. In fact, it's crazy. It's so long, I need a haircut. I'd be happy to lend Drew Brees some of my hair. In the recent video that we saw posted by his trainer, producer Dave has grabbed a still shot from it to go along with, I guess it's a photo from one of his media days with the New Orleans Saints. Okay, so the hair is clearly different. He's probably not wearing a wig for one of his workouts, so it's his new hair. But correct me if I'm wrong, any man out there who wants to listen, it's a million, if not billion dollar industry for men to regrow their hair, to get hair plugs, to get toupees, if that's the route they choose to go. There are a hell of a lot of men out there who get new hair or grow new hair, even if they aren't going on TV. Is that correct?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I will never go that route, but lots of people do.
Yeah, no one asked. Maybe he, in fact, no one can see you. Maybe he just wanted to have some hair. Maybe his wife likes it when he has a full head of hair. And during the season, he doesn't care. He keeps it short. It's under a helmet most of the time. Why not grow some hair? I feel like that's circumstantial evidence and probably wouldn't hold up in a court of law.
I mean, listen, everyone's got their reasons for why they do things. He clearly just wanted some hair. Felt this was the time for it.
You can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And then the question becomes, if you know you're retiring, why aren't you making the announcement? Is there some specific date that he's waiting for? Because, again, unless the Saints know already, and for that reason they can move on with their business, I just don't know how this secret could be kept quiet for much longer if too many people know. I mean, there are teams out there that will protect a player's secret if he doesn't want to get this big farewell tour, right? I mean, there are some athletes who have informed their teams, hey, this is going to be my last season. We know that Albert Pujols, he's dialed back on what his wife said on social media, even if it's true that he's retiring after this contract is over with the Angels. He doesn't want to go through a big farewell tour. There are some athletes who don't want that. But the season's over. And if he's going to retire, why not make the announcement? He doesn't. What benefit does it give him or the team if he waits?
I just think he wants to do it on his own timeline. When he's ready. I don't know. I'm not Drew Brees. I don't know.
So in other words, he might not be ready.
I think he's retiring. He just needs to fully come to terms with it.
Based on what?
I don't know.
His hair?
I don't know that the hair plays into it at all. It's an interesting timing for the hair. I'll say that, but because
it's the off season, he has time to hang out and work on his hair.
It's true, but he could have done it the off season before. He didn't do that, or the off season before that. He's been losing his hair for a little while now.
And maybe it just got to the point where he decided, you know what? It's time I focus on this. Have you never procrastinated anything in your life?
Sure. We all do that.
I'm just saying, this is pretty flimsy. That's my only point.
A lot of speculation, for
yes,
sure.
It definitely is. I hope that he doesn't retire, though. If that's what he wants to do, I'm happy for him. I will miss him whenever he does choose to walk away. And I am confident that NBC will wait for him until he is ready. So there may be that piece of it too. NBC has already indicated that he's going to be part of their broadcast booth, presumably Sunday Night Football, whenever he retires. Maybe he's not ready to do that, and NBC will definitely wait for him. So interesting debate. I just don't know why he would be waiting. That's my question to the question of, why would he be growing out his hair? Well, what are you waiting for? All right, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Should James Harden be considered an MVP candidate in the NBA? We've got a poll up plus Drew's new hair on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then on our Facebook page, you can take that poll as well.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I want to be a Jet for life. I love the people here. I love living here. You know, and I want to turn this thing around. I believe that we can. There's going to be a lot of work involved in that. And we all know it's a process.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Sam Darnold, but will the process result in him remaining a Jet, or will the Jets dangle him for a trade? There are certainly teams out there that need starting quarterbacks, and he's a younger quarterback, obviously still in his rookie deal as well. They would have the opportunity to work with him. I don't think he's a lost cause in any way, shape, or form. The biggest concern for me with Sam Darnold is whether or not he can stay on the field and stay healthy for an entire season. But I do believe he's got all the tools. I love how fearless he is. I love how hard he plays. I love his passion. I do think that he is mobile and he can move around. Obviously, got to be careful when your offensive line is not as good. And he didn't have a lot of guys to throw to last year either. And so, given a better group of guys around him, I think you'd see maybe not a meteoric rise in his numbers, but certainly a lot more of a steady performance. Not every quarterback out there has to be Aaron Rodgers. Not every quarterback out there has to be Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes. You don't need to have one of those quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl. You need consistency. You need solid. You need reliable. What you really need is not more turnovers than you have touchdown passes. And you need a guy who can learn and can pick up the system and is making progress and is improving. And I do believe that Sam Darnold still has that potential. But we don't yet know if the Jets are planning to draft a quarterback at number 2 overall or go a different route. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That's the last we heard from Sam going back to early January after the Jets had squandered away, oh dear, that number 1 overall pick and their chance at Trevor Lawrence. So, of course, now the decision becomes a little more dicey. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. 855-212-4CBS. Never had so much debate over a person's hair in my entire life. But you can find the photo of Drew's new rug. That makes it sound like it's a toupee. It's not, I'm sure. Actually, I don't know that. It's not, I just don't think he'd be wearing a toupee while he was working out. So it's got to be his actual hair. And how do we know he needed hair plugs? We don't. He could very well just be growing his hair out, keeping it shorter and trim during the season. Anyway, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And in addition, you can take our James Harden MVP poll. Should he be a candidate? Not will he win it, not will he be a candidate, but should he be, in your opinion? Also on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, so what's the latest from the Jets on Sam Darnold? Again, there are teams out there that could use a quarterback and would offer a couple of picks for Darnold, if not player equity. The general manager, Joe Douglas, says a lot without saying anything.
Our stance on Sam hasn't changed. You know, he's an extremely talented player, and he's very smart, very tough. And, you know, we have no doubt that Sam is going to achieve, you know, his outstanding potential. Sam's a dynamic player in this league, with unbelievable talent, and who's really, really has a chance to really hit his outstanding potential moving forward. But, you know, like I said earlier, if calls are made, I will answer them.
Me thinks he stuttereth a little bit too much. Yeah, it doesn't sound like they've decided yet. And the last we'd heard from reports around the Jets is that they were doing their due diligence on quarterbacks available in the draft. Could that be Justin Fields of Ohio State? Could it be Zach Wilson? Could it be Trey Lance? Could it be someone else out there that they really like? Now, it's only been a couple of years that they drafted Darnold number three overall. And there's been debate since then about whether or not he can be a franchise QB for the long term.
So it's my quarterback.
If they're going to hitch their wagon to Darnold's star, well, they're going to want to do it over the course of these next few years as they change coaches, of course, moving to Robert Saleh, as they now change systems and offensive coordinators and voices and everything else, playbooks. It's just like I talked about with Baker Mayfield a little while ago. it's hard to gauge a player's consistency if nothing around him is consistent. And so I'm rooting for Darnold. I wouldn't be opposed to him finding a fresh start somewhere else. But the fact that he desperately wants to be a Jet, to me, that's what you need in a player, especially for a franchise that's gone through a bunch of down seasons. We can like the hire of Robert Saleh. I think they hit a home run in New York with this hire. But it doesn't mean it's going to turn around overnight. It doesn't mean next year they're going to be a playoff team. They do have room under the salary cap. They do have draft capital. There is potential. But let's be honest, it's not always a magic wand. And if you're changing a lot, as they are, the Jets are doing this, moving now after 2 years of Adam Gase to a brand new coaching regime, sometimes the change runs counterproductive to what it is they are attempting to do. So you have to take a couple steps back before you can start to cruise forward. And so I love that Darnold wants to be in New York. How many players out there could say that right now? How many players out there would say that right now? Maybe a few more because Saleh's the new head coach. But he said that before Saleh came along, before they knew anything, after they'd come off a 2-14 season. So that to me is valuable. Maybe I place more emphasis on it than others. But as I say, I don't think he's a lost cause. He just needs to stay healthy and be able to work through an entire season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A dozen games for Sam last year, 11 total touchdowns. If I remember correctly, there were 9 through the air and 2 on the ground. And then he also had 11 interceptions. I was actually at MetLife Stadium for their Thursday night game with the Broncos that went down to the wire, where he shocked the entire press box. So I was up in the press box. It was early in the game. It was first quarter. And all of a sudden, he takes off for what I think was about a 40-yard touchdown run, blasts into the end zone. It was actually right down on the field in front of us. And the whole press box just erupted, not cheering, just what? What just happened? What was that? And actually, a lot of people laughing because we just hadn't seen that from Darnold to that point in the season. It might have been week 4. I think it was actually week 4 when that happened. And so he ends up with 11 touchdowns, 11 turnovers, and the in and out of the lineup hurts him for sure. But so does the fact that the rest of the offense was bleh. Also, my stomach is growling so loud, so if I make a lot of noises, it's to cover up my growling stomach. All right, Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh on the same page for the future of the New York Jets.
Robert and I have been on the same page quite a bit, and I think we're both looking for explosive, dynamic playmakers that can come in here and not only be fantastic players on the field, but high-quality individuals off the field.
Joe's made it very clear that he wants a collaborative, communicating. He wants us to be all in this together, scouts, coaching staff, everybody within the organization, speaking the same language, and having a great amount of communication with regards to everything that happens in this building.
That's great, Coach, but all you really need to say is all gas, no brakes. That's all you got to say. I'm with you. I love it. I love the philosophy. I love the approach. I love the aggressiveness. I love the green tie from your introductory press conference. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We were just talking about the division, and maybe we'll do this tomorrow for our actual question because it'd be fun to see where the majority of the answers come from. But the division in the NFL that has the best crop of quarterbacks. Yes, Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills. Absolutely. We don't yet know if the Dolphins are going to upgrade the Deshaun Watson. They'd like to. Sorry, Tua. We don't know what's going to happen with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He could end up as the Patriots quarterback and make it all 4 teams in the AFC East. Oh my gosh, please can that happen? Please, Lord, can that happen? And then, of course, the Jets are still in limbo, as are the Pats. So I think it's safe to say the AFC East gets an incomplete in this particular debate. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Dallas. Welcome to After Hours. You got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Amy? First-time caller, long-time listener. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to touch back. You played the clip about the New Orleans mayor talking about, oh, we'd love Russell Wilson to come here, this, that, and the other. So as a native to Dallas, I love the idea. Russell's come out and said, oh, man, Cowboys would be a place I'd love to play, blah,
blah,
blah.
Hold on. Just to clarify, Russell hasn't said a word about that. That was his agent, just so you know. 4 teams,
okay.
Including the Cowboys.
Okay.
And the Saints, yes.
Okay, that's fair. Right, right. But we've been named, and so in Dallas Sports Radio, right, that's a thing that's been talked about. And so so it's something that, you know, gets everybody excited. But what I'm looking at is, you know, in my opinion, Russell Wilson is no doubt, I'm not going to say Russell Wilson is Dak Prescott, but he's no different than Dak Prescott in the sense that, like, Russell Wilson went out and won a Super Bowl with a team that was paying him pennies on the dollar and was able to put all their money in their defense and their everything else in order to make that Super Bowl win happen, right? So we've got Dak Prescott, and we've been paying him 1.5% of our salary cap over the last several years. And so you're telling me that if we pay Dak all this money that he wants, or whether we pay Russell Wilson all this money that he wants, that 20 to 25% of our salary cap that we're going to have to pay him is going to net us a Super Bowl? I don't believe that. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team sport, right? So your quarterback, hello, Aaron Rodgers, can have an MVP season, and you can still not get to the Super Bowl. So you have to remember that. Here's why, and I'm not telling you that I think that the Cowboys are going to do this, but right now the problem with Dak is that if they don't come to a long-term deal, they're going to pay him $40 million with no long-term guarantee past the season. And then let's say they chose to go the franchise tag route again, which is unlikely. Very few teams do it. But if they did, you're talking upwards of $50 million in 2022. So at some point, they're going to have to cut bait if they cannot come to an agreement with Dak. And that's kind of where I come back to, hey, other quarterbacks might be a better option if they can't come to a deal with Dak for no other reason than it's really hard to build or plan anything if you don't have security at your quarterback position. So I don't necessarily agree with you that Russell Wilson and Dak are the same QB. I think Russell, a little more experience. I like his ability to run an offense a little bit better. However, I understand what you're saying. Dak Prescott at $40 million may not be your best option if he's not willing to sign a long-term deal. Mike, thanks so much for calling for the first time. We appreciate you listening in Dallas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.